This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. September is truck month at Sun Chevy. Come check out their half-ton and three-quarter-ton Silverados. You can also check them out online at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 70, low of 58, mostly overcast skies throughout the day. Tomorrow, same thing, overcast skies with a high of 67 and a low of 58. Expect some of those cold fall rain showers to grace us as well this week. That's Fan Weather. It's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. All right, take a more of your phone calls at 412-928-9370. You can call in. You can talk to me. You can also hit me up on X at Callas_33. That's Callas_33. Hit me up at a post. Tag me in a post, and I will I'll respond to it as I see them, whether it's on the radio or on the platform itself. But let's talk a little bit about this report that came out the other day about Canada's role with the Steelers. Very odd. So there's this guy on Twitter, Jordan Schultz, who, you know, I mean, I worry about giving too much publicity to certain people, but this guy already has 231,000 followers. So enough people know him in the sports community, apparently. Sources, : the hashtag Steelers are moving OC Matt Canada to a more prominent role working with QB Kenny Pickett. Canada will continue calling plays, but will also be working directly with Pickett on a daily basis. Okay, so when you read that, my first response was, by definition of his coordinator position, shouldn't he be working with a quarterback already? And then two other questions go into my mind, or two facts of reality. Either this report is dumb, or the Steelers coaches and the staff and the management are dumb. Because Canada was already doing that, and this report is just stating the obvious. Or management, Canada, Tomlin, was not already letting Canada and Pickett work together on in a diligent way. Which, you see all those things, you see all those comments from everybody. Paul Zeiss brought it up yesterday on the Steelers, the Black and Gold pregame. What does it mean? It's just what everybody's asking. And they're asking that because it's one of those two things. It's either this report is dumb because it states the obvious, or Canada's dumb for not doing this already, or whoever's overseeing Canada, which is assuming Tomlin is that guy, or whoever else manages the team involved, are really dumb. Whatever that means, though, and it's funny, too, because, you know, I posted about it, and then I had some people tagging me who were like, or commenting on a thread in the threads. They're like, oh, well, Callis, it must have worked because they just won a game and this offense looked great. Which is just begging the question. We can't go back. We can't control the past. I get that. But why would they not have been working together in the first place? That one I don't get. And again, that's why it's like, you know, everybody's like, what does that mean? And that's a fair question. If you read that post, if you heard this story, Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette commented on it during that black and gold pregame yesterday with his ice saying that it's nothing. It's a nothing burger because it doesn't, there's no news there. It was just a statement made that they're going to work more closely. Why wouldn't they work more closely? The offensive coordinator should be focused a lot on the quarterback play. I would argue even a majority of the offensive coordinator's attention should be on the quarterback and understanding what's going on with the quarterback. I mean, scheming every position to conduct a whole play, I get that, but like they're not. OC Matt Canada is moving to a more prominent role with Pickett. I don't know. Again, it leads one of two parties to be dumb, either the report, the post, or the coaches. I wouldn't worry too much about it. Either way, it's just, you know, you read it, and I'm going to address it. I'm sure many others will address it on this station today, but, like, it is whatever it is, that post. It's very odd, though. It's very... very strange that needed to be said or that the Steelers weren't doing that in the first place. But hey, you know, other than the post before the game, the Steelers still won. The Steelers are still 2-1. The Steelers are tied atop of the AFC North. So there's plenty more reasons to be happy than not. But that post just got too much attention for what it was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!